For some, the sea is not a place. It is a calling, a home away from home. If you find yourself drawn to the water, we can take you there. Imagine you, your friends, and family on a private yacht in the most beautiful places in the world, from the Bahamas or the Virgin Islands to Greece, Italy, Tahiti, and beyond. This is a yacht charter vacation with The Moorings, and it's easier than you think. Inquire today. Your next great vacation begins at moorings.com.
You have to understand that when you say things, people will always react based on their perspective, which is based on their personal experiences, and there's nothing you can do about that. Don't take your eyes off the prize to keep defending yourself against people who are committed to misunderstanding you. Actually, okay, let me give you all a quick little story time of the one time I was almost in a fight. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the show. Welcome to everybody new. I'm your host, Sensi, and on this podcast, we talk about taking accountability of your life to become the best version of yourself. Now, today's episode is inspired by the obvious. If you have been keeping up, if you follow me anywhere, you know what today is about. So I had my last episode go somewhat viral, not just on my page, but some major page reposted it. And I got like an influx of followers and downloads on my podcast. And I would say about 90% of people understood what I was saying. And it was very good. Got a lot of positive feedback, blah, blah, blah. Helped a lot of people. Some of you sent me really nice DMs. I appreciate all of you. But 10% of people were like very offended. I think it was because I used the word bum. And in the 10% that was offended, I would say like half of them were reiterating the point of the episode. I think they just couldn't look past the word bum. And then 5% just like genuinely disagreed, right? But today's episode, I'm going to be talking about being misunderstood. Because it's crazy. It's like I say, you know, I want, you know, like a really successful podcast. And then I get an influx of people listening and watching. And the thing about when you get an influx of exposure, or when you get a lot of exposure, you get a lot of people supporting you, but it opens you up to more people who will disagree, right? And I think the past few days since that episode went viral, I have just been trying to navigate being misunderstood. Because if you listen to my episode, I think it's called I'm Afraid to Put Myself Out There. It was my very first video episode on YouTube. And I said in that episode that I was fine doing audio only and being anonymous, but I knew I had to create a YouTube channel and like put my face out there and start like actively marketing to grow it how I wanted to. But I was afraid of being misunderstood. That was one of my major fears that I talked about in that episode, saying I like doing this, I love doing this, but this is one fear that's really holding me back, but I'm going to try to push past it anyway. So that fear essentially came true when that episode went viral and some people misunderstood what I was saying and they took it in a negative light, even though they were seeing the point of the episode, but they didn't receive the point from the clip that went viral. So that fear essentially manifested, and I was misunderstood by a few people. Few compared to people who actually got the point. And I am so happy it happened. That's probably not what you were expecting to hear, but I am so happy it happened, because one thing about when your fears manifest and you survive, it's like, oh, well, it's not that bad. now it's on the list of things I overcame. So now I'm not concerned about it because now I have learned the lessons associated with that event, right? I have been misunderstood on a large scale. So now I know how to deal with it. And the crazy thing is, y'all have heard me talk about God, and eventually I'm going to release an episode about how my relationship with God essentially saved my life and how it has literally made me into the person that you are watching or listening to today. People tell me I'm wise for my age and all of that. Most of that is really because of my relationship with God. And it's crazy how he always tells you what you need to hear, because I went for a drive like I typically do yesterday, and I decided to just go on YouTube and watch a random sermon. I usually do that. I just watch whatever is on my recommended page. And a message came up called Protect Your Peace. And it was literally like right when it opened, they were literally talking about not engaging with people who misunderstand you and letting God fight your battles and not getting distracted from your vision because you're trying to argue with people who disagree. He was basically saying, let God vindicate you and let God fight your battles and continue doing what he asked you to do and not be distracted. And I realized that yesterday, I'm recording on Wednesday. I try not to date my episode, but I'll date it. I'm recording on Wednesday, and on Tuesday, so 2 days after I posted the episode and it went viral because some other page picked it up, I got over 1,000 followers on Instagram in one day. So my phone was like blowing up yesterday. And most of it was good. Most of it was support and positive comments and people just telling me, I'm so happy I found your podcast. I'm happy you found me. I'm happy I found you. Most of it was good news, but I had a lot to do yesterday and I was very distracted because I kept looking at the phone. So it made me think about the message of the sermon I watched in saying that when you are working towards something, you are going to get these situations where you will feel like, well, there's going to be some kind of opposition and you're going to feel like you have to defend yourself, but that's going to distract you from what God is trying to make you do. It's going to distract you from what you are trying to do, your goals and the things that you are working on, your vision. It's going to distract you and take your attention away from that in an effort to essentially make you fail. So I had to really learn how to just say, you know what, I'm just not even going to try to respond to everybody who disagrees, because most of them don't disagree. They just misunderstood because they're stating the point of the episode, but saying, well, I disagree. I think A, B, and C. And I was like, that is what the episode is about. I wasted like, well, not wasted, but I spent a lot of time trying to make people understand the point. And then afterwards, I was just like, you know what? Most people get it. Some people get it. Someone actually commented and said that they actually implemented what I was saying about running errands, and they decided to look more presentable that particular day, and then they actually felt really good about themselves and they got a lot more done. Like, I got a lot of positive comments and feedback from people saying that it really helped them. And even though there was some negativity associated with it going viral, I'm just happy it reached the people that it was supposed to reach. And I'm happy that I'm able to help people, because that's really why I created the podcast. If you're new here, basically, I do not claim to be an expert in life or an expert at anything. I just claim to be authentic. That is what I'm doing. When I make episodes, I really just try to talk to the younger version of myself that really needed to hear what I'm saying in the way that they needed to hear it. That's all I'm doing. And I'm happy able to resonate with so many people and help so many people, because that is the intent. So let's talk more about being misunderstood, because some of the girlies were like ready to tussle. Some of y'all were like ready to fight, like not literally, but I was like, first of all, I'm a lover, not a fighter. You know, even if some people were like partially dragging me, like, well, people didn't really drag me. It was more like, girl, I disagree. I think this and that, right? It was more like disagreements. I think like two people gave some comments that I saw that were just like insulting me specifically. But I just laughed at it because I thought they were actually funny. Let me tell you something. My sense of humor is not always what it needs to be, because it's like, if it's funny, I'm going to laugh. So I was actually laughing at some of the comments, but that's neither here or there. I'm a lover, not a fighter. I don't really do the drama. I don't do the conflict. Like, I have never even been in a fight in my life. Actually, okay, let me give y'all a quick little story time of the one time I was almost in a fight. Now, this was back in primary school. I grew up in St. Lucia, for those of you who don't know. So we call it primary school. I'm not sure what the American equivalent is for the grade. I don't know if it was elementary or middle school, but it was grade four. Fourth grade. It was that time. So I was in grade four, and we had this thing in school where when the bell rang after lunch, we had to stand on a line to line up, and then we would have to wait. We had to line up in silence, and then the second bell would ring. And when the second bell rang, that's when you walked in the class, and that's when classes started after lunchtime, right? So at that point in time, I wanted to be the first person on the line every single day. So I was first, obviously. I was first on the line. And then this girl just walked in front of me, and she just like stood in front of me and kind of pushed me a little bit. So I pushed her because, no, ma'am, like I'm first in line. I know you see me. Like, I'm small, but I know you see me. So she pushed me, and I pushed her back, and then the teacher came, so we couldn't really continue the little tussle. So the teacher came, and then the bell rang, so we stopped, and then we went in the class, but she wasn't finished with me. So she followed me, and then she pushed me so hard. Now, this girl was strong. I don't know if it was that she was strong or if I was just really weak, because I'm skinny now, but I used to be even more skinny back then. And if you can imagine it. And she pushed me so hard. I literally like went back. I was close to my seat, which was next to the wall in the class. She pushed me so hard. It's like I flew and like hit my back on the wall and sat down in my seat. So the crazy thing is, because when she pushed me, I was like, wait a minute. Bitch, you can't fight. And I was like, you're right. And I was like, okay, I need to neutralize the situation. So what I did was, when she pushed me, I hit the wall and I sat down. I literally opened the book that was on my desk and I started reading. I started reading the book because I was like, all right, this is not about to happen, because that push, it reactivated my common sense. Like, I don't know what I was thinking. And the crazy thing is, we had English after lunch, so the book I was reading was a dictionary. So she pushed me. I sat down and I was like, no, ma'am. I opened the book and I never looked up at her. She was standing right next to me. I could see her like fist in my peripheral vision. Like, think of like the Arthur meme with the fist. I could see her fist. Like, she was waiting for me to get up so she could fight. And I heard somebody say, like, yo, a fight about to break. And I was like, no, the hell it's not, because I cannot fight. So I just sat there reading the dictionary like, huh, so this is what a ball is. And I never looked up at her. I was waiting for her to walk away. And a few seconds later, like, I just knew she was confused. because if you're about to fight, you don't expect somebody to just randomly start reading. So I waited for her to walk away. I could see her turning and walk. I didn't look up at her, but I could see her body like turn away to move, and she was walking away. And I looked up in relief, and then I saw her like about to turn around, and I just looked back at the dictionary, and I was like, huh, so bat. Okay. I just continued reading, and I was like, nope. Not today, ma'am, not today. And then like the class almost caught on because one person announced that like there was about to be a fight, and everybody was looking around for the fight, but they didn't see one because I was reading at that point in time. I was like, number one, I'm not about to fight, because like if you are watching on YouTube right now, like do you see these arms? Like there's no muscle. There's no muscle. If you're listening to the audio, just picture a scrawny person with no muscle. I wasn't about to fight her. She was bigger than me. She was strong. Like, she had muscles. She was strong. I don't know if it was that she was strong or I was just weak, but I wasn't about to fight her. I was like, no, ma'am. Not me. But I don't know how I went down that rabbit hole, but that was the one time I was in a fight. I do not really do confrontation. It's not my thing. I'm not about to physically fight somebody. You know, you can fight a charge, but you will not be fighting me. I will not be in the physical altercations, okay? I know my limitations. It's important to know your limitations, people. She may have won the battle, but I won the war. I won the war because I neutralized the situation before it killed me. So y'all can say whatever y'all want. I won the war. But anyway, back to the episode. I just went down a rabbit hole for no reason. This episode is sponsored by yours truly, because on this podcast, we talk about becoming the best version of yourself. However, I cannot tell you what that looks like for you. You need to do that for yourself. And if you don't, you will let society and social media tell you what you should be working towards just to get there, and then realize it's not what you actually want. So I have created journals to actually help you do this. The reason why I know what the best version of myself look like is because I actually took the time to define things like what my ideal relationships will look like, my friendships, what my version of luxury is like, what my dream lifestyle is like, what my dream career is like, what I think my purpose is, like a bunch of different things. And I have created 3 different journals to help you do the exact same thing. So if you're interested in any one of the journals, then go to secludedthoughts.com/journals. Now let's get into the episode. So yeah, I've learned that, you know, the more exposure you get, so especially if you're trying to be a content creator, I've learned that the more exposure you get, it definitely opens you up to some more negativity, some opposing opinions. And you know, you might be thinking like, oh, well, why not just scroll if you disagree? Well, some people have the time. Some people have the time to disagree and argue with you. And some people are just committed to misunderstanding you. Like, have you ever tried talking to somebody and explaining something to somebody, but they were so set in their ways for whatever reason that they clearly was not making any kind of effort to understand things from your point of view? Like, that's what I mean. Some people will be dead set on misunderstanding you, and it's very exhausting trying to explain yourself. So I realize it's just something that you have to accept. And this is not even just in like the social media world, the content creation world. This could be in like your everyday relationships. Like, have you ever had a friend or a boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, and you're trying to explain something to them, and they just, I don't know if something you said rubbed them the wrong way and now they just close their mind off, or if they just, I don't know. Some people are just committed to misunderstanding you. They will not make an effort to try to see things your way. Not to say that it's your way or the highway, but if you are addressing something that I said that you misunderstood, it's like, I will acknowledge your point of view, but some people, they are just not good at reciprocating that. They just have to get their point across, and it doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter what you said. You could have said something was orange, but they saw yellow and they are just arguing with you because they said, well, you said yellow. And you're like, no, I said orange. No, you said yellow. There's no point in arguing with a person like that. It is very draining. It'll just drain you and it'll just distract you from what you are trying to do. Don't fall into the trap. I had to learn that for, I would say, like a good hour. I spent like a good hour or so trying to explain myself. And then I was like, you know what? Some people got it and a lot of people were helped. A lot more good came out of it. And the crazy thing is, have you ever watched like your favorite YouTuber or Instagrammer, like content creator in general, like, or specifically the YouTubers? Have you ever been scrolling on YouTube and then you saw the trend when YouTubers were like reading my hate comments? I would always see that and be like, out of all of the support that you are receiving, why would you take time to create a video dedicated to people who don't like you? And now I realize why, because you could have a lot of good, but the negative stings a little bit more than how good the positivity feels. And that's in like every part of life. It's just like the whole analogy with the paper. You could have a crisp, clean paper, but if you crumble it up once and then you try to flatten it out, it will never be the same again. Like the negative just tends to have a greater impact than the good of the positive. It's very distracting. It's very easy to fall into the trap of feeling like you have to defend your point of view when you are misunderstood. Because it's one thing, here's the thing, relationship, content creation, whatever it is, it's one thing if you said the ball is orange and people just genuinely disagreed and it's like, whatever, let's just agree to disagree. We have differing opinions. Cool. But if you said the ball is orange and people are arguing with you saying that you said it was yellow, it's hard to ignore because it's like, you are getting upset at something that is not even true. And you are misjudging my character based on your interpretation of what I said, which was wrong. So it's very hard to not try to defend yourself when you're being misunderstood versus just blatantly hated or disagreed with. But like I said, some people are committed to misunderstanding you, and you have to understand that even when you're in relationships with people, because most of you may not be content creators, you're just like regular people, just like me, just listening to podcasts. And you may, so it may apply more to you in your relationships and your everyday life. So you have to understand that when you say things, people will always react based on their perspective, which is based on their personal experiences. And there's nothing you can do about that. There's nothing you can do about that. So let me try to think of a few examples so it makes sense. Like, let's say somebody is used to people only checking on them when they need something. They're used to their family or friends or just most people in their lives only checking on them when they need something from them. And now you come into their life and you care. You care. You care about this person. But when you check on them, they assume you want something and they're short with you or they don't respond to it very well. And you're like, what is happening? I'm just like, I care about you. Why do you have an issue with me just checking in on you? Your intentions are pure, but they are not receiving it well because they are responding based on their past experiences, which is shaping their perspective. In their mind, if somebody checks on me, it's because they need something. So now they're putting you in that category because of their experiences. There's nothing you can do about that. Eventually, you know, you can change the narrative, but based on the initial response, you have to understand that's not your fault. There's nothing you can do about that. People will always respond to you based on their experiences, based on their perspective that you may or may not have anything to do with. But I just wanted to let y'all know that there is a lesson in this, and you can't take your eyes off the ball to constantly explain yourself to other people. If you know your intentions were pure, that's the thing. If you know your intentions were pure, you just have to let God fight your battles and move on, right? If, as long as your intentions were pure, if your heart was in the right place, and you know you didn't say anything to cause any malice, to shame anybody for their preferences or anything like that, if you know you did not intentionally mean to cause harm to somebody in your life with what you said, but it was taken out of context, I would say definitely, like, make sure you validate the person's feelings, but, like, there's only so much you can do when people are committed to misunderstanding you. You have to make peace with it at the end of the day and say, you know what, my heart was in the right place. I had pure intentions, and it's unfortunate that you took it the wrong way, but I didn't mean it like that. And if you are going to be committed to misunderstanding me, then we're just going to have to agree to disagree and move on, because you cannot take your eyes off the ball to constantly tend to distractions. Like, it's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world. And to anybody who is an aspiring, you know, content creator of any sort, or a business owner, or just, I guess, to anybody in general, think about it this way. Like, I told y'all, my very first time putting myself out there on video, I said I was afraid of being misunderstood, and it held me back to some extent. And now that the opportunity has presented itself and that has happened, most of the time your fears, it's you might be afraid of it, but I saw a quote that I actually had hung up in my last apartment saying, everything you ever wanted is on the other side of fear. When you finally face your fears and you overcome it, you realize it's not as bad as you thought it would be. And you realize that you survived it. You survived it just like you survived every other bad day that you have had in your life. You thought it would stop you, but you're still going. I'm still going. And I'm not fazed, and I wasn't as fazed by it as I thought I would be. And it really, like, it was really an amazing experience. A lot of good came out of it. And a lot of amazing people like yourself found the podcast, and I'm happy I'm able to help you all. So, you know, it was a good experience overall, but it was a deep learning experience, because I was really, let me tell you something, if you don't know me personal, when I'm going through something, it's like half of me will like take the time to feel it, and the other half will be like, so let's dissect this. What are we learning? What's happening here? So I was like doing that yesterday, and I was like, wow, this is interesting. So this is really making me be distracted, and I have to choose now. I have to choose to just let my intentions lead my mindset, my thought process, at least, instead of being distracted by the people who are misjudging my character. I have to stay focused on the vision, stay focused on the goal, and understand that there is an upside to every downside. This was definitely a tiny downside to a very positive upside. And it's just like, don't worry about people who constantly misunderstand you. Don't worry about the people who are committed to misunderstanding you. If you find yourself in a lot of arguments with people, if you find yourself constantly defending your point of view, and you know your intentions are pure, you know you didn't mean any malice or anything behind something you said to somebody you care about, then sometimes you just have to like let people take things how they want. Now, to those of you who are rude, but you say it's blunt, this may or may not apply to you. And that's arguable. That's debatable because technically I said the word bum and that triggered a lot of people. That was kind of rude. But you get the point. You get the point. You might want to be a little softer, you know, use your discretion. But yeah, so I just wanted to give this little word on being misunderstood, not necessarily to defend myself. I'm not saying this to defend myself. I'm saying this, the point of this episode was to try to get two important things across to you. Number one, your fears will not kill you. They will happen and then you will deal with it. You will learn from it and you will realize that it's not as bad as you thought. It's survivable. And now it's like you're on the other side of something amazing because you have overcame that fear. It's not something that holds you back anymore. And then the second thing is don't take your eyes off the prize to keep defending yourself against people who are committed to misunderstanding you. As long as you know your intentions were pure, let that lead you. Don't drop the ball to entertain people who only want to distract you, who will only distract you. Focus on the people who actually care about you and support you. Continue delivering value to them. Continue giving your time to the people in your life who support you, who encourage you, who understand you. And to the people you feel like you have to constantly defend your character with, the people who judge you, the people who don't have anything good to say about you, ignore these people. Ignore these people. They will only distract you. They will only delay your blessings. It is a distraction. Ignore these people and focus on the people who actually support you. That is all I have to say in this episode. I will talk to you next week.
Vitality starts with a healthy heart. Superbeats Heart Chews by Human are plant-based chews with clinically studied grape seed extract to help promote normal blood pressure nearly 2 times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Superbeats is rooted in science for quality and efficacy. So do something good for your heart. Superbeats Heart Chews support healthy circulation, so you not only get blood pressure support, but also heart healthy energy. Superbeats is the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beat brand for cardiovascular health support. And it's loved by customers with over 40,000 5-star ratings and reviews. Are you ready to support your blood pressure and overall heart health? Get your Superbeats Heart Chews today. For a limited time, you can enjoy 15% off and free 30-day supply in bundles by visiting superbeatsdaily.com and using promo code SUPER. That's SUPER, BEETS daily.com, promo code SUPER to redeem your 15% discount.